This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Charles. Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. This would be episode number 35. Not only is it episode number... Are you sure? Number 35? Hell no. But it is also the last Men's Room Happy Hour of 2024.
Yep.
Yeah, baby.
And if you are downloading this and listening to it on Friday morning, hopefully you can join us for live night tonight at Showbox Soto. Show starts at 7. Tickets start as low as $35. Daily Migs show will go on first, and we come on, I believe, around 9-ish. Somewhere in there. I know
yeah,
we'll have
o'clock.
Confirmation. I was in the car last night with Castle, and Mike called from Black Raven. And they were in the process of sending cases and cases and cases of the Men's Room IPA down to Showbox for tonight's show.
All right.
So the beer will be available, I believe, in the bigger yellow can.
That's my understanding. The new originals will be playing in various forms and membership lineups. So we went to band practice last night. As it turns out, this particular practice spot is directly below a bar. Okay, so traditionally, before practice, we're going to go up and get a beer, get a shot. So I ride up with Mike and Ted, and Ted goes, "Hey, man, let's go upstairs."
Actually, it was Mike.
It was me. I was like, "Let's get a shot."
Yeah, Mike was like, "Let's get a shot."
Is this before you guys start practice?
Yeah. It's when we first get this.
But if Mike's leading the charge, you know, throw an iron like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so we roll up there, man, and it's unusually crowded for this particular bar. We're not really piecing it together, you know, but no big deal, whatever. Wander up to the bar. This guy walks over to us and kind of stops us and says, "Hey, man, just so you guys know, this is a corporate Christmas party tonight." So we're waiting for him to politely
ask us. Is this a person who works at the bar? Yeah,
No. This is part of the Christmas party.
Okay, all right.
So I'm waiting for him to say, "So if you wouldn't mind, could you leave?" And I'm like, "Well, no big deal. There's bars." Right. So I'm like, "Okay, man, I got you." He goes, "Well, no, wait." He goes, "We have an $18,000 tab."
$18,000, yeah.
Thousand. And there's maybe 20, 25 of them.
Yeah,
$18,000 tab. So he goes, "Listen, man, so if you're going to order," he knows damn well we don't work there, but he goes, "If you're going to order something top shelf." And I did not even say, "Are you sure?" Whatever.
Nope.
What the hell do we end up getting?
Four Roses something something.
Because you said they were $100 a shot.
Damn.
Because we never, what's that?
$165.
Yeah, we never ordered.
$165
yeah, we shot. Didn't pay
the bartender, like they know, the bartender knows, so she just poured them and we're like, "Here."
Okay.
They know damn well.
Could you tell the difference?
Yes.
Was it that smooth or what was the...
It had that bite.
It had bite, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it, it's not like...
But it's not like Ted even said like, "Hey, can we have the Four Roses?" He was like, "We need four shots of whiskey." And she grabbed...
Yeah. Oh, keep in mind, we also had our holiday party last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you guys left after that, but Veggie Dog got a Rip Van Winkle shot.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That he was drinking at the place we were at, and I took a sip of that, and that was, I mean, I could tell a difference. Yeah. I took a sip. I did not chug his $110 fucking drink.
What I thought $110. How broke is he?
I thought about it, dear, but I mean, God. I was like, God, I thought $110 was a lot.
Did he get that?
We had a $495 tab that we didn't have to pay for.
That's
think about
crazy.
That.
We did.
If it's $165 bucks a shot,
yeah, us, yeah,
yeah, that's
right. So we mix in. We get the shots. And then one guy turns around. I think he stepped on my shoe or something. And I was like, "Oh, no worries." And now, but now we're in like their party.
Yeah, now we're networking.
So he's just like, "What do you guys do?" or whatever. And I don't know if that guy had said just got to be.
He did. He said, "If anybody asks, you guys are just part of the sales staff." I was like, "All right, cool. I got this." I was like, "Hey, my name is Mike. Oh, what do you do? I'm on the sales staff." "Oh, are you on Tracy's team or on Sophie's team?" Like, Ted.
Right, so I throw out some bullshit nonsense. He and I don't think he's grilling Mike. He's interested.
Right, yeah, sure.
And he's like, "Well, yeah, yeah, yeah." And he's like, "But I'm on Tracy's team." So at this point, Mike is stuck, right? Like, he's basically drowning. So now I don't work there, but I have a friend that works for GeekWire. So I decide I will save Mike and say, I work for GeekWire.
All right.
Now they're really excited.
Oh, no.
Their company has just had a write-up. It starts getting so deep. I mean, the original guy that showed us, he believed me.
Yes.
And he's like, no shit, you work. And then, so then I
wait, the guy that told us to get the top?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
Well, because I was a sales associate, and Ted was the client that I was hoping to lock down.
Oh, okay.
There at the bar.
Good idea.
I was taking
good
him
idea.
Out to show him a good time.
Right, our
good
office idea. Is right down the street sure. there. And right. So now I'm so deep into it. I'm not going to say his name, but let's just say my buddy's name is Miles Montgomery. I shake this guy's hand and go, I'm Miles Montgomery with GeekWire.
All right.
And but, we walked out.
Right. We walk out. By the time I get home, I texted my buddy. I just said, hey, just a heads up. Somebody might hit you up. Yeah, that dude had already, somebody from that company had already gotten into his DMs on Instagram. And he's like, why is this
now,
guy?
Now, is your buddy, is he rocking a beard these days?
Yeah. A small one.
All right. He's so, like, if he looked at that picture, he could go, okay.
That's what I said to him.
Like, it's like
I think it's close enough.
It's close enough right. that he would go, like, okay, well, his beard is a little bit more scruffier now than in this picture or whatever.
Or he looks a little different right. in person. It's probably the worst.
Tuned up there at that party.
Gotcha. Yeah. So that's why I was like, it's close enough. They'll believe it. But yes, I'm talking to my buddy on the phone. He's like, oh man, he's real excited to work with us.
Right.
He's asking if we, you know, and he's like, he's already sent 5 messages.
I mean, oh man.
I know. And it just felt so weird to boldface lie like that. Like, I'm blah, blah, blah. Like, I was in deep, dude. I couldn't get out.
Well, and then as soon as you said these are $165 shots, I was like, we need to get the hell out of here right now.
Yes.
We're going to get in trouble.
I'm with you.
Leave.
If they had asked, but then the bartenders, like, they know, they already kind of
recognize. They recognize, that's right.
Right, so they're like.
But they were cool. Yeah. And they're just like, whatever, play your game. So I told my wife this morning. I said, man, we lucked the fuck out. And, you know, we got these expensive-ass shots, didn't drop a dime. I did not have to lie because no one really talked to me.
Right.
I think I was talking to the bartender. That's why. So I'm like, I know Ted and Mike were bullshitting about whatever. I didn't know the whole story at that time. So my wife looks at me and goes, you got to be kidding me. I said, no. She goes, no, my point is, this is not the first time you've done this.
No, it's not.
I said, well, this time we accidentally stumbled in. When we did it before, it was me and Miles, the guy told us, the bartender said, we are closed for business for a private party. But he recognized us, and we said, because remember they had the little name tag stickers on there. Yeah. We said, what if we grab the name tag stickers, just write some names, and go join them? And he's like, I see nothing. And we went in there.
I appreciate you.
And in that case, we lied, because that was like some agricultural, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, you guys were like,
so we said we worked for, garden, I believe, Kimlon.
Yeah.
And we couldn't talk about what we did, because it was proprietary. However, what we were working on is your grass won't grow taller than 3/4 of an inch. Great for golf courses. And these people are eating this shit up. But because it's proprietary, we never had to explain much. We're like, hey, hang on 1 second, man. I'm going to grab another beer. And Miles and I got fucking crushed. Because they stayed somewhat sober because they were networking.
And then anytime they asked you a question that you didn't have the answer to, it was proprietary.
No, we can tell you what we're working on, but we can't tell you how it works.
Here's the problem. Last time that we came up with a similar hybrid grass, all right, the patent was bought out by Lawn Boy, Honda, and...
Right, because it fucks with their lawnmower stuff.
Yeah, Sears. John
you don't
Deere,
need to buy a lawnmower.
They all collaborated right. and bought this patent away. So we had to figure out a way to genetically modify that idea into a different product that gets a new patent. And this time around, we're making it so that the patent cannot be bought.
That's
and,
what we, that's, we're telling
and
people.
We're this. Putting the lawnmower fucking people out of business is what we're really trying to tell you.
And they absolutely believe this. Hook, line, and sinkers. Yes. We were getting fucked up because they had free liquor. They had free beer, man.
Oh, we're on a deck outside.
it was
a beautiful day.
View of the skyline,
yeah, like,
bro.
It was like on the 7th floor of this hotel.
See, I'm not near as smooth as you guys are with it. I was like, I don't know whose team I'm on. Which team are you on? I'm not on that one.
I'm straight.
Hey, in your defense, Mike. Hey, that's also, look, I had a little problem with some of the tech companies is that. They're fine dudes, but they're really nerdy.
Yeah.
Right. And that guy, like I said, like I don't think he was pressing you. I think he was just legit interested, just like, oh, really? All right. What about this and that? And just like,
I don't talk this much.
Right. I work at GeekWire.
That's right.
So I'm telling you, proprietary is the way to go.
That's right. So you, dude, I'm a part of the sales staff. Like he was too.
But
he
was the sales guy.
Right.
But you're working on something that I can't, because we haven't landed the client yet.
I think we literally landed on the only guy that's in the same department that we were pretending to be in.
How glad are you that you didn't say you're on Tracy's team?
Yeah, no kidding.
Right? Because you had a 50-50 shot based on what he asked you.
And the problem is I have terrible luck with this crap. So I know that if I'd have said, oh, yeah, I'm on Tracy's team. Well, I'm on Tracy's team.
There's only four guys on Tracy's team.
Exactly.
There's a good chance somebody might have been like, Tracy, come over here.
Right.
I don't know what we would have done.
Like, dude, my lies do not go well because I can't back it up.
But you have to be quick. We're like, what's your last name? Okay, no, not that Tracy.
You think they don't know another Tracy in there?
Tracy the dude.
Do they know the Tracy you're talking about?
No, I'm a new hire. They just brought me in last month.
I guarantee you they don't know the Tracy you're talking about because she doesn't exist.
That's another good thing we should have thought of.
Right.
Oh, no, Mike's still onboarding.
That's right. I'm actually still
onboarding. What does that mean?
Like you're new, they're catching you
up. Yeah, okay. Training and whatnot.
But see, what it sounded good.
Right. I'm actually onboarding. I should be actually in the office here in the next month.
I'll probably see you after the new year, buddy.
That's right. We'll see you next year.
Jesus. I mean, after that, dude was like, no, I'm on Tracy's team. And I could see Mike's like still trying to like sound confident and like say something.
Right?
He's just like, he's got nothing.
No, I'm floundering. I'm absolutely floundering. I got nothing, dude. I am not that good of a liar.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to find ways that
was your face getting red or
anything
like that? Okay, all right.
I know can hide the truth.
I know.
The only way I can lie is if I actually tell the truth, but it's not the
just
whole
not
truth.
Not the whole truth. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I work in sales. I work in advertising.
And if we hadn't known the price of those shots, I don't know that we would have been so nervous.
Right.
But it's like, Jesus Christ.
Big. Like, I didn't want somebody to say, hey, you guys owe us for those doggone shots. Like, I work in radio. I
don't run, dude.
Give me the hell out of here.
I mean, you're sorry, but like,
later.
Either we're going to fight or I'm going to run. I cannot pay you for this shot.
Mike, years ago, right, senior year of high school, everybody goes to Beach Week. So this one house, whatever, like my buddy's there, his girlfriend's there, but her mom and her aunt are in town.
All right.
Now, we have spent the bulk of a day doing beer bongs. And when you got a beer bong, you got a piece of tape on your finger. And after your fingers were taped, then you'd put pieces of tape on your forearms. We get wind that this mom's going to crash this party.
All right.
So everybody leaves. My buddy's in the back with his girlfriend. We know why they're there. They don't really care about the drinking. They're really just like, we don't want our daughter having sex at Beach Week.
Right.
But they show up. It's only me and my other buddy. And they're like, where are they? And I'm like, I don't know. Right? They're like, Teddy, where are they? I'm like, I don't know. And I'll never forget her mom goes, your fingers and arms are covered in tape. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Yeah. Where are they? And I just, because I couldn't lie, I just pointed to the back bedroom and then left.
Bye.
So they were in there having sex?
I think they were in there just hiding at that point,
okay.
But they were trying to hide that they were together. Huh. But I'm just such a bad liar. I was just like,
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Right? Why are you covered in tape?
Where are they? Where are they, Ted?
If I look in the trash can, is it going to be full of cans of beer? No.
No.
I mean, that's the same week where the cop knocked on our door and he goes, the music's too loud. Okay, we'll turn it down. Can I come in and look around? Can you not? That's all we got out. And he goes, turn the music down. If I have to come back, I'm coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you not?
Can I come in and look around?
That's a cool way of asking, like, hey, can you be cool, man?
We all know. Like, I'm blaring rap music at noon.
Right.
Clearly we're drunk
and
underage.
You know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
There's malt liquor in here.
Thank you. My favorite quote from Jeets. Cop saying, is there anything in your vehicle I should know about? And Jeets' response, no, but there's a lot of shit you should not know about. Like, that is a great line.
Yeah. Oh, your dad had my favorite one, man.
Well, it's pulled over. I'm about 13 years old, right? So I don't know the ways of the world, but there's a moment where you realize you have said the wrong thing. Even though you said one word.
This is the baddest line.
Cop pulls him over, and, sir, you were going 47 in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. My father looks at him and goes, so?
Ticket!
That's a felony at that point, isn't it?
Instant ticket. And in New York State, at least at that time,
did he throw
a certain
that
number
one just
of points.
Crumpled up in the back too?
No, he had to retake driver's ed.
Oh,
shit.
You want to talk about an irritated motherfucker, man.
Dude, the hardest part of driving is passing the doggone test.
Oh, he passed the test. They knew he would pass the test. You have to sit through driver's ed, including driving with the driving instructor. That's the worst punishment they could give him. And for 2 weeks, man, my mother's like, look, when your dad gets home from work, because he's a nice guy. He's a friendly guy, but he's like perma-pissed at this point. So she's like, look, when he gets home from work, don't fuck with him, because he had to do driver's ed before he got home.
Yeah, I had to because I physically lost my license. I just lost
it. Right,
right. So I had to retake the test out here. And I don't know if they still have this program, but there were so many dudes moving over to work at like Microsoft. Basically, like, it's a driving school. And they were like, for an extra $50, you could be open book. I was like, okay.
Oh, all shit. Right,
then. And then they're like, do you want to take the driver's test today, too? And I'm like, yeah. And they were like, for another extra $50, the instructor will do the test, tell you what you messed up, and then officially do it. And I was like, yeah.
$50, here you go.
Take my money.
That doesn't sound like it's any kind of a program you got into, Ted. It sounds like you just got somebody who's okay with getting greased.
And that's okay with me.
Hey, he offered it.
That's right. You're damn right he did.
But you do feel like an idiot sitting in that goddamn class, and it's like a bunch of 15-year-old, 16-year-old kids. Hey, mister, do you know the answers? I should, son, but I don't.
Dude, it was this guy. It was this guy that showed up.
They're greasing me for $50.
That's right. I was getting my endorsement for my scooter. So I'm on a 125cc scooter.
Right.
Okay. First of all, I also rode this thing to, like, Lake City, okay?
All right.
Well, I don't have a license.
Sure.
But you rode your scooter then.
Yeah. I mean, I have a driver's license. I'm not endorsed to ride that bike.
Correct.
But I still have to get the fucking thing there. Now, most of these guys that show up actually have their bikes on trailers.
Yeah.
And, you know, like...
but you didn't.
No. but this guy, I mean, I don't know what this bike was. I don't know if it was an Indian. I mean, it was fucking huge. Like, hard case saddlebags.
There are some dudes that get in there with boats, man.
I mean, this thing was massive.
Yes.
And he was doing the driving test, too. Now, you know, he's in full leathers. His plan is to drive this fucking thing home when he's done. And he...
That's a hard test.
Well, he started saying stuff to other people like those... He's just... He was one of those dudes. And he was like... There was a, I can't remember what the other guy was. Some other guy had like a Yamaha or whatever. And he's like, when are you going to step up to a real bike? But all of the people who are doing the training and all the people that are, like, you know, in charge, they're all standing around listening to this bullshit, and they're not having any of it. So one of the first things you got to do is a figure eight.
Yeah.
But you have to stay inside the paint on the figure eight lines.
Correct.
All right. You have to do some brake testing and some other things. But the figure eight thing, and he was like, all right, you're up first. You get in that figure eight.
Hey, leather's
boat man.
I mean, this guy's got a Lincoln Continental. I mean, I don't know how, like, you have to drive that thing slow to get around the figure eight. And he went into the first turn, basically, and put his foot down. And if you put your foot down, you fail. They failed that motherfucker in 30 seconds.
Damn.
He was the first person to go, all right?
And he expected to drive home.
And he was like, you know, mister, like, hey, what kind of fucking piece of shit bike is that, you little fucking pussy? And he just gets in that. And, I mean, he was not even close. And they hauled his fucking ass out. Like, time to go home. And when I passed my test, was done. By the time I got to the parking lot, when I was about to pull out, they're still loading his bike on the fucking truck.
Because
it was so big. You have to get up the ramp and weight and everything else. And they were trying to secure it on the back of the flatbed. I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
When we took our test, my family kind of got into off-roading and got into bikes there for a minute. And so we were all going to go get our endorsement. It was myself and my folks and a family friend of ours. Actually, he already had his endorsement. But we get out there and we're all in the same parking lot. And same thing, there's these dudes that are coming out there or these people that are kind of getting started. Mm-hmm. And they've got these massive motorcycles. Meanwhile, we're riding our dual sports. This thing is basically a dirt bike that we're out there on, right? And I remember, you know, they'll give you a couple marks against, rather. You get a few strikes before they actually kick you out, right? And so I think we all get at least one strike. I think with two, you fail. The one that we had the hardest time on is they made you go a certain speed into a turn, and it was a tight turn. But the mistake that we all made is that when we went into the turn, we would just pull the clutch, slow it down a little bit, come on around, and then let the clutch out, and we'd accelerate. You're not supposed to do that. That's against the rules. You're supposed to accelerate through the turn and all that, right?
All right.
But when my mom did it, she had too many strikes against her already, and so when she did that, he should have failed her right then and there. he noticed that it was the three of us all together. It was a family of us that was doing it. He intentionally waited until the very end of everybody doing the test, called us over, and he said, okay, I should fail you right now, but I love that there's families out here biking right now, and I could lose my license for this, so don't you say this to anybody as I'm saying this on a podcast right now. I'm going to go ahead and just mark you guys are okay. Just don't ever do that again, okay?
Nice.
And we all got our endorsement that day.
Nice. Cool.
All right, bitches.
Hopefully we'll see you tonight at Showbox Soto for live night. And enjoy the holidays.
Yeah, man.
Be safe. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Merry Christmas. Indeed. Happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, and happy Boxing Day. There's one.
Yeah. Stay safe, Miles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Miles, don't die.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.